Welcome to Dear Alice, a lifestyle approach to interior design.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Dear Alice. We have a listener question that we're going to do for the podcast today. So as a reminder, if you guys have any questions that are you're stumbling over, please just send those in to...
Dear Alice at AliceLaneHome.com.
Cute, Corey. Thank you.
Dear Alice at AliceLaneHome.com. And we will bring these up for our podcast meetings and we will figure out a way to give you an answer, whether it be in a podcast with lots of questions or an entire podcast dedicated to your question, like this very specific one on kitchens. So today we're going to be talking about kitchen space planning. Mm-hmm. Which we've been in kitchen space planning land. So we're like, oh, hey, this is top of mind for us right now.
This would be,
this is a perfect time to have this question answered. So her question was, she says, I don't think you can name names when it comes to appliances, but I'm wondering if you could touch on general considerations. Like first question, how do I know what size range to buy? Second question, well, you know what? Let's just answer that. How does she know what range to buy?
First of all, this is from listener Laura, we are going to talk to you about the names of appliances during this, but we can totally say that out loud.
We don't care. We're not sponsored by them. This is real talk.
But how do you know a size range to buy? I think you know when you're in a home, if you're in a small kitchen, I'm in a small kitchen. I call it my camper kitchen because we haven't done anything to this house in the kitchen because I want to tear it down and I want to build my dream kitchen. Mm-hmm. So right now I have a small kitchen. So having anything larger than a 30-inch range wouldn't make sense in my kitchen.
It just wouldn't fit.
It wouldn't fit. So if you know that you're a small kitchen, you know you're going to be a 30-inch range, 36 range, probably not a 48-inch. If you're getting to a moderate size kitchen, you're probably going to, you can like tease with 48 inches.
Yeah. And if you're laying out your kitchen on that wall, you can see by bringing in a bigger range, what are you giving up in storage? And do you have a big pantry? I think the bigger the range you can go, the better visually. Sure. It's going to be a space expanding kitchen trick. Mm-hmm. It's for some reason, always the center of every kitchen. And it's a focal point because range hoods are a real thing now. None of us grew up with a range hood, I'm pretty sure.
No.
Unless you're super young, then you probably did.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
Yeah, I didn't grow up with a range hood either that I know of.
No.
It was maybe like a little lip of metal with, you flicked on a light, but guess what was above it?
Microwave.
A set of cabinets.
Or a microwave.
Do you know what I mean?
Totally. Like,
they were just, it was a really... small unit that I don't even remember us turning on.
Yeah, it kind of just had like a little bit of a little hood.
Yeah.
And then just like a normal light bulb
and
up in there.
It matched the stove. Yes. So if your stove was, say, Harvest Gold, then your hood.
Your lip was Harvest Gold.
Yeah, it was a kit.
Yeah.
Kit and caboodle.
Yeah. And I think houses just used to be smaller. Totally. You know, and so if you live in an older home, you're still living in a smaller kitchen.
And work triangles weren't really a thing.
They weren't.
So yeah, your fridge was clear far away behind you in a corner and your stove was in the opposite corner.
And I'll say most plans that come through our door, like, and these are beautiful homes, like, you know, that's had an architect. Some of them still don't put the range in the right spot. So we're having to redo it. So when we say that like the range is the ta-da moment, make sure that when you go, if you're remodeling, make sure your range is in a prominent spot so that like people can see it. It gives them like a sense of location to understand what is the room's function. It's like having the bed behind you. You're like, what am I supposed to do in here? You want to see the bed.
Yeah.
Right. You want to see the range and like that becomes your ta-da. And so I think regardless of the size, well, the size of your kitchen will dictate the size of the range.
Yeah.
But also how you cook.
Totally.
Too, because like a 30-inch range is one oven. A 36 range, it's a little bit bigger oven, but still one oven. You get into a 48-inch range and you have an oven and a half.
Yeah.
Typically, Jess, you have a 48-inch range.
I do. I love it.
And you have like the small oven and the big oven.
I use the small oven 9 times out of 10.
Which is fascinating.
I can fit a 9x13 casserole dish in it or a small sheet pan. Mm-hmm. And I have one kid left at home. Me and my husband, I don't cook a lot. No surprise, if you want to put a Hot Pocket in the oven, it's a small one. You know what I'm saying? I'm just kidding. Nobody's eating Hot Pockets over here, but it's just so easy. It just gets faster. I have a KitchenAid professional series. My kitchen was wide enough that it needed greater than a 36 inch range.
Yeah.
Or I feel like my kitchen would look,
like putting dollhouse furniture,
less luxury. Right. So I went with a 48. I also am not a huge cook. If I was, I would have done the 60 inch to have two full ovens under it. But the 48 was kind of, it's kind of a cure all, you know. My kitchen's not massive, but 36 would just look too small. I'm not giving up any storage to have it. So yeah, I think it's a storage thing. It's a finance thing. It's a, if your hobby is cooking, then you should for sure put more shekels towards a great stove and then suffer on your pantry or something else. You know what I mean?
I will say we say this a lot because people are always like, where am I going to put my double ovens? If you have the room for a 60, that's what, and you want double ovens, we want those two ovens to be under your cooktop.
Yeah.
You want it to be part of that range. Cause I think that that's the prettiest appliance in your house.
Nobody's buying cooktops anymore and putting double ovens on the wall. It's a really outdated theory. It's not a beautiful look. That look's not being published anymore. And even though you might be used to a double oven, it would be really great to adapt to just buy one entire range. It's so impressive. It looks like you parked a car in the middle of your house. And it's just what you need to do. I'm just going to speak real frankly because I feel like that's our job here, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have had people request that because they're getting old and bending down that low is like, you know, getting something out of the bathtub. So it might be hard on their back or their knees or something. In that case, for survival to continue to cook, you have to have the wall oven. Mm-hmm. But that's the reason why you make that decision. You're not doing that for aesthetics. Yeah.
Yeah. We have had some clients too with like just like large families. So they'll still have a 60, but then in their pantry, when they have the ability to have that extra stuff, we'll throw in a wall oven and then we'll put a steam oven. And then we might even, if they don't, we'll usually put the microwave in under counter near the like fridge. Mm-hmm. But usually it's going to be, if we're going to put one up, we're going to throw it in with a modern steam oven because that's such a hot appliance. So
totally.
Anyway, hopefully that helps answer your question, but I think it's dictated by the size of your kitchen and how you guys want to cook.
Yeah.
That's how you figure out your range size.
Definitely.
Yeah. And there's lots of different ranges. Mm-hmm. You can, I mean, the very most expensive obviously is, La Cornue, like the Chateau collection is the very, those start at 30,000. The Cornue Fay, which is there a little bit lower, start at 10,000, but then you get into LeConte, kind of same. You have Ilve. You have all these different companies that are coming out with these French ranges that are beautiful. And it's what you see when you look at just when you look at a professional chef's kitchen that's especially trained in culinary French cuisine. That's what they have.
And I'd say the look is quote unquote trending, right? Everybody wants a European looking stove. And you can also choose a color for the enamel. You don't have to have a stainless stove. So if you are a person wanting to express yourself and cooking's your thing and you're a girl that loves to wear a colored shoe, I think you're going to love yourself a colored oven. Yep. So you have lots and lots of options. I think, didn't we just put an Ilve in the kitchen out on the floor?
Yes.
Beautiful. Yeah. And I think that was 6 to 10,000.
Yeah. I think it was eight.
Yeah.
Really cool look though.
Yeah. And that's a 42 or 48.
I believe it's a 40 inch.
40 inch.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of an odd size, but it looks
all
European.
Have different ones.
They have different compartments. Mm-hmm. And I think it gives sort of a designer look to any kitchen. There's also one that was new to me a couple years ago called the, it's an Italian stove.
Like Officina Gullo.
Yeah, Officina Gullo. And that's an Italian stove. It operates like an American stove though. So temperatures aren't weird turning that on. And it's the biggest, most amazing emblem on a stove. And you can also choose the color. And I just am so smitten by it.
Incredible like crest on
I have to have it someday. We put it in a client's home.
It's so pretty.
But I'm like that. I don't cook very often, but that is the stove in my dreams. Yeah, totally. So, but
it's a, come, like, I was
it's
reading
a budget
about it.
Thing too, right?
It's a budget thing. And if you're looking for like an heirloom range, they're heirloom ranges. Yeah. Those really expensive ones. They're very, very custom. You can get into all the gadgets and whistles and customize it to how you cook.
Yep.
So especially if you're a great cook, treat yourself if you're able to. But I feel like even when I was doing just like Google search on French ranges, you see all those, the expensive ones, but then even like there's a lot of moderate price ones that are coming through and like making some good options. Obviously like you have, there's this one called like the Cafe series.
Yeah.
I think that you had that in your last house, right? And it's
I have it in my house. It's actually a GE.
GE. Okay. Yeah. There's one on Z Line, this cafe. Anyway, there's lots of different ones that are coming out with like prettier options that are affordable.
Interesting.
So like look for those if you want something.
I will say, I mean, we're not sponsored. We're not hurting anybody's feelings here. How did you feel about your cafe? I just heard some really bad reviews from an influencer we were talking with the other night. She was gifted one.
Mm-hmm. It's gifted been a stove.
The cafe from GE.
Mm-hmm. So we've actually had it in both our last, like we have it in our current home as well.
Yeah.
Our old one, we had the 30 inch cause we had a smaller kitchen and it had like the double compartment.
Yeah, I've seen those.
And it was nice because I felt the smaller compartment cooked even more evenly.
Right.
There wasn't like a hot spot somewhere.
Totally. You know what
I
mean? Yeah. So
I did love that about it. We went to the bigger, we have a 36 inch and it has just one compartment in it. And it's like the industrial cafe series one. I can't remember the exact model, but, that one has been great. Our old one, when we used just the small, it was awesome. Uh-huh. When we were trying to use both simultaneously, no dice.
Like, interesting.
It would like drop the temperature like 50 degrees.
Crazy.
So damn. It was, yeah.
Okay. So read reviews.
Also, sure. I think probably our hottest tip would be to go appliance shopping at a place that carries lots of brands.
Yep.
And then find out what is the best performing brand. They're going to know because they're going to be dealing with claims. Mm-hmm. They're going to be like, dang it, this oven keeps getting returned. It has these constant issues. Do you know what I mean?
There's not service providers for some of the French ranges in your area, which would be so frustrating if your oven stopped working.
Don't ever buy an appliance online.
Yeah.
You won't have service. You won't have the insurance. Nobody will help you with it. You just need to buy it from a reputable source and they're going to back it up because inevitably you'll have an issue.
And I think you want to go like open the doors and the compartments. Yeah. Just see how it feels to you.
You care a lot about the stove. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's like buying a small car.
Yeah. Especially if you're going to spend $10,000, plus on it.
Totally.
So
we tell people that all the time. You're parking a car in your kitchen.
Yeah.
So let's make sure it's the right one.
My mom is a very good cook and she cooks a lot and she has a Thermador range.
Yeah.
And she's loved it. She does a lot of convection baking and baking and
I'd say Thermador, Viking.
Uh-huh.
Obviously Wolf Sub-Zero is a beautiful series. We use that a lot for avid people that like love a really well-functioning kitchen. And they actually Sub-Z and Wolf have the best service.
Yeah.
Any of the lines.
In our area,
our area, for sure, with Mountainland. So
yeah. Crazy. Okay.
There you go.
Her next question is, what to consider when buying a kitchen sink? Is there a size that's too big?
Girlfriend, it depends on the size of your kitchen. The standard one, like an apron front sink will usually come in like 33 to 36 inches wide. And that's a really great sink. And whether you have that as a divider or as a single basin, that's kind of your adventure to choose.
Let's talk about that though.
Okay. Let's talk about that.
Cause
I love a single basin.
I forever dreamed of a single basin because I was like, I want to bathe my baby in this French apron sink, fill it up, newborns, because that's what we did. Mm-hmm. But in this house, my kids were elementary school, junior high age when we moved in and I divided the basin and I actually love it because I can separate the clean and the dirty dishes. Okay, I can have soapy water in one, clean in the other if I have to wash by hand or these dishes are all washed and rinsed ready to go in the dishwasher. I'm just waiting to unload, but then there's still a section to still put things in. But I will tell you this, I love a white sink.
Yeah.
I've often had stainless steel sinks and there's something about looking into a gleaming white, perfectly clean bowl that's so satisfying at the end of dishes. Way more satisfying than stainless steel.
Yeah. Agreed.
I like a single basin only because I bake a lot. And so like I have cookie sheets and I like that I can like wash the whole thing.
Yeah.
So understand how you cook So I like that single basin. And usually when I do get to that point, I'm rinsing and I'm putting in the dishwasher, not doing a whole lot of hand, but anyway.
And you have babies.
I have babies.
You can put your babies in there.
Those babies into that gorgeous
thing. Nothing's cuter than that.
I know.
Yeah. So what's your opinion, Corey? Tiebreaker.
I like single basin and that's because I'm not just, I don't know. I just like, pile all the dishes in. I'll do them when I get that. That's my personality type of thing. So, but I was going to say on the stainless steel thing, my biggest, one of the noises I hate the most is like silverware on that stainless steel. And so like,
they're loud.
And just the feeling of it, if you're like holding something and scrape that.
It makes your feelings hurt inside your mouth.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's nails on a chalkboard to me.
Totally.
And throwing
foil in a microwave. It's just like, it's not right.
It's unnatural. Get a white sink, guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Next question. Do you recommend counter depth or standard refrigerators?
Counter depth.
I don't even remember using, you know what? I have a standard in my pantry.
Yeah. For like your garage or something.
For your garage.
That's great because you don't usually have like beautiful cabinetry butting up to it.
Yeah.
But yeah, the reason why, guys, is not only because like your countertop's about 24 inches deep. Mm-hmm. Your fridge is about that, maybe a little bit more with like your handle. But the fact that like you don't have to jog in and around the fridge, and especially for the cabinet above the fridge, that can stay consistent with the rest of your
cabinetry. Doesn't look like this massive.
There's not like a
forehead
ledge.
Yeah.
So you'll never ever use like your cabinets above the fridge because it's not counter depth. You can never reach. So that's where the phone book goes.
Yeah.
Stuff goes to die there.
Phone book. They didn't make one of those.
I was watching a show.
Exactly.
Stranger Things, and they pulled out the phone book. I was like, that was fun.
That's amazing. Yeah,
phone books are fun.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, counter depth for sure. Do it. Mm-hmm. There will be a little bit more expensive, but it's worth it. You won't have to do laps around the standard depth fridge.
I also think it keeps the rhythm of your cabinetry like consistent. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't look out of place.
Keeps it high and tight, guys.
And tight. Okay.
That's our workout video for the day. Okay. Good. Good question. While we're at it, do you guys like stainless or do you like a panel front fridge?
Mine is white, but Google it. Cafe series. It's white. It's like metallic white. I think it's cool. I like it. My wife loves it. Whatever makes her happy is great. But I wasn't down with the paneled until we did it in the showroom. And I actually love it.
Now you're obsessed.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. I love it too.
It's cool. Especially because in the showroom kitchen, we have the pantry on the one side. So just visually to me, it looks very symmetrical. And I'm like that soothes my OCD brain.
I'm a panel ready on my fridge and my garbage can, obviously. My dishwasher, I'm a hard no on a panel because the steam always ruins the panel.
Yep.
You're like, what's the point of that?
Yep.
My microwave, obviously you see that. And my ice maker, I actually just leave it stainless steel.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm kind of half in, half out on the panel, but my fridge is kind of like the money maker in my kitchen.
Yeah.
Besides my stove, it's like my big move.
Yeah, your fridge.
And I just feel like we can do great stuff with fridges. Now, I feel like it's a luxury move. So if we're really concerned about prices, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Just get your stainless fridge.
But have it priced out because like even the panel ready will be less expensive than the stainless steel. So depending on the cabinetry, it'll still be more, but the look is going to be better.
Totally.
When we do our kitchen, I want panel.
Yeah, panel ready.
I think too, just because like it allows your eyes, especially if I'm a colored kitchen or something, it will allow your eye to just like keep on with that,
you know, party
monochromatic outfit right there. Mm-hmm. And then you'll have a little like belt of range or something, right?
But love it.
Yeah, I so think good. It's more intentional.
Very good. Okay. Yeah. Last question she has is outside of the standard appliances, if we were going to splurge on one appliance, that's a little bit impractical, like an ice maker, in-wall coffee, steam oven. What would you suggest? Although I have a feeling you'll say ice maker, says Lara.
Jess, you go.
I am dying to try the steam oven. I think I would become a much healthier cook. I think it seems like a really good preparation. It's also a healthier way to heat up food, though we're not like big microwave folks, other than like my husband eats a lot
of pockets.
Pizza. Hot Pockets. He never listens to this. Adam just eats Hot Pockets. Yeah. With his, and he's jonesing for a steam oven. I don't drink coffee, so I don't know. I'm curious, Corey, are you guys coffee drinkers? And do you jones for like an in-wall coffee machine?
Yeah, that's like, there are some things we're maybe putting off right now to buy to get.
Make that happen.
Yeah. So
I can imagine like the amount of money people drive through and buy Starbucks coffee is what, $8 probably?
At least.
So you might as well just like eventually learn how to be your own barista and have that craft, totally. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's how fun to be able to make that for your friends and everything else.
And I used to be a barista, little fun fact, at Starbucks. So
So Mari's got her own barista.
Exactly. Yeah. We're getting one with the steamer and I'm going to make little.
What spice. Brand?
That's what we are debating because Mari really wants the Cafe Series brand. And like we were talking, it got horrible reviews. And then she told me the other day, she's like, a friend has it. And she said, it's amazing. I'm like, well, there's 900 people that I can show you that doesn't say it's amazing. So, we'll see. It's up for debate. There's the, I don't even like.
Is that Mille?
No, it's like. I can't remember.
It's a French word.
Yeah, it's a French word.
Always.
That's what I'm shooting for.
By Decor. Well, no, Decor also has, they have a wine dispenser.
Oh, that's, anyway. Wine's not our thing, but no. Yeah.
Nor is it mine. But we have clients where it's their thing. That's why I know these things.
What appliance would you splurge for us too?
It's going to be like weird and ambiguous. Like it's anyway, like an ice maker for sure. I really want like, it's going to sound so funny. There's a couple things that I want in my kitchen. There's a tortilla warmer.
Yes.
Like a round, you know, that's just like
a Cafe Rio.
Kind of like that. Yeah.
Countertop in counter.
I'm like, that'd be so rad. And that'd just be such a fun feature.
Mm-hmm. It fit you too.
Yeah, totally. And then when you go up to Five Seeds, I love their water dispenser. It's so beautiful. If you ever go up there, it's right when you go in. It's just like this concrete column or whatever. And then it just has this beautiful spout. And it just like dispenses water. I'm like, wouldn't that be fun to just have like a little moment? Like with like, we have a client in Iowa actually in Oregon that wants spring water. And so I don't know, but we get all these interesting requests. Like there's the spring water. We have another client in a Deer Valley home where he lived in Japan and he wants kind of like an integrated walk.
Yeah.
And so we're building that. And so it's kind
that
of just like,
sound like what, a blast.
I don't know.
It's a lifestyle thing.
I would say just like think out of the box. Yes. Like an ice maker would be dope. I'd love that. Right.
Yeah.
The steamer is awesome because it infuses like moisture back into your food instead of like a microwave, instead of it sucking out of it.
And dries out and your hot pocket.
Right. So those are awesome. And those are a given because we know about them. And so I don't know. I keep thinking about like what would make my kitchen like completely me and something that's part of my routine. You know, what do we cook all the time? We cook tortillas, you know,
with kids, a water dispenser would be amazing,
but a pretty one, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be beautiful instead of like the tank on top of the machine?
Mm-hmm.
Not that you can't just get filtered water in your fridge. They have beautiful ones in the corner. That's totally fine.
Hard for kids to reach though. If you have it out there, that's fine. It's totally cool. My preference, I hate the like water and ice on the front of a refrigerator.
Yeah, no.
But it's impossible for my kids to get like their own water and they love to do it themselves. So then it's me like holding them up, you know, doing that.
It's wiggly, the whole thing. It's uncertain.
Yeah. So it would be nice if we had that.
Check it out at Five Seeds, guys.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Anyway, so yeah, I'm like, if you're going to build a kitchen, I don't know, make it yours.
Yeah.
So
that's very good. I love it. I bet you could have like French toast going around on that tortilla maker and you have grilled cheeses just spinning around. And
grilled cheeses.
Like, you know what I mean?
Spatula, clean it off.
Just like pancakes coming around.
Just like looks prettier over time. Like this crates. Like cast, you know, material, heating up your stuff.
It'd be
so romantic.
It'd be a cooking game.
Yep.
Yeah.
And my husband's a cook. So like it makes sense. And he's expressed it. I'm like, that totally makes sense for how you cook.
Yeah.
I bake. So anyway, but I love the romance
of
it.
That's cute.
So
I love that. So, that's like a big, huge Lazy Susan situation. A good way to make use of a deep corner. I like
exactly.
It. It's practical.
It's practical.
I love it. Other talking points to hit on is.
I think the only one we didn't hit is maybe the microwave placement.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You guys, there's this really cool thing now with microwaves that you don't have to put it on your countertop anymore. You don't have to put it over your range unless that's the only spot you have for
also,
it.
Also, let me be sensitive to this because my microwave went out this year and I've had it for 7 years. I have the KitchenAid Professional Series. All the handles match. My dishwasher handle matches my It's one, it's a really nice thing to get the whole suite. Like, you are the Cafe series from GE. Mm-hmm. I'm the professional KitchenAid series. Suzanne has yet to find her appliance series,
yep.
But you want to stay with the same thing because all the handles match and it feels like less of a garage sale in your mm-hmm. kitchen.
Absolutely.
We've probably said that before, but I just feel like it's worth saying again. So, if your microwave goes out and then you go to buy a new one 8 years later, guess what changes? The handle. So also I want to say this. I called up my buddy Kirk, who we've had on here at Mountainland. And I was like, Kirk, I didn't know if it was Kirk or Kurt for a long time. So I called him Kirked. Like, he was past tense. Kirked. My microwave went out. I need to order a new one. And he's like, I'm going to give you a really special deal. I'm like, Kirked, you're too good to me. And then my special deal was still like $1,500, which was probably great for a professional microwave. You know what I mean? But then in the meantime, because appliances take so long. So he's like, yeah, you betcha. Okay, here's my credit card. All right, you'll see you in about 6 months. Great. What am I going to do without a microwave? How's Adam going to make those Hot Pockets? So
I'm supposed to make popcorn on the stove.
How are we supposed to make all the meals we make? So Adam was like,
you got my Olive Garden. So
Adam was like, well, we got to go get ourselves a cheap microwave in the meantime while we wait for our expensive microwave. So then we went and bought yet a third microwave. Exciting. To put on top of our kitchen counter that costs exactly $100 US. And it was just black. It went away. We put it in a corner in a shadow, plugged it in, and it works awesome. Mm-hmm. And then the new, beautiful, expensive microwave shows up. And then I got to pay an installer to come and put it in. And then, you know, nearly $2,000 later, voila, I've got my in-wall microwave back again with a handle that doesn't match the rest of my suite.
Oh, F.
And then I've still got this $100 working microwave on my countertop.
Is it still there?
Well, finally, like, luckily we had our counters resealed, so I had to take everything off the counters. And I was like, that cannot live on the counter anymore because it makes me sad because I could have spent $100 US on a microwave or I could have spent over $1,500, not once, but twice, for two microwaves, right? Mm. So I just wanted to say, if you don't have the finances for the microwave yet, there's microwaves that work that are not professional. If you do have the budget and you're building your dream kitchen, put it just underneath your countertop, right next to your fridge. Yeah, because everything that comes from the fridge or freezer is going to go in the microwave. Or that's the only stuff that goes in the microwave, is if it's cold or if it's frozen or needs to be de-thawed or whatever, unless it's microwave popcorn. So it's a really great functioning tiny, tiny work triangle. If you pair those two together, you don't need to look into a microwave. It's never cute. It's messy. It also ruins your eyeballs with all the laser beams coming out at you. So just put that right down there by your groin and, and use your microwave down there. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, all that to be saying, where should your microwave go, Sue? That was a really long answer.
Oh, that's funny.
Under the counter if you can, or in the pantry if you can.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, I had...
never at eye level. And also, your microwave is not a range hood.
Yep. In my old kitchen, do you remember? We had the fridge that was on the opposite wall. Like, we moved it to kind of space. And then, so there was a free space. We did floor to ceiling cabinetry right next to it. And that's where we put our microwave. Even if I'm reheating food, I do it on the stovetop. Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, air fryer's a thing, you know? So I only use that to warm bottles. That's been my life with the microwave for the last few years. When the kids are gone, like, I probably will never, not gone, but grown out of bottles, I'll never use it. I don't like using the microwave.
You can heat up your Olive Garden.
I do it on the stove.
I'm just kidding.
Or in the oven. Cheers. Yeah, 100%.
Do you just like add a little water to it?
And... yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to dirty a pan over that.
100% of the time. Ask my wife.
Using the cardboard box that Olive Garden gave.
Can we talk about microwave popcorn?
We have a popcorn maker Grady's party. And we use it weekly, I would say. Wow. Like, the kids love
it. Who here likes microwave popcorn?
I do. I love it.
You do? I hate picking the stuff out of my teeth so much that I...
some of those slackers buy.
I just won't eat the popcorn. It's just too much dental... emergency for me.
Yeah, We're and then like, we love the popcorn.
You always get like a half kernel halfway down your throat and you're like, son of a bitch, I can't get this thing. What can I possibly, I need to eat white bread to try and get this thing unclawed from the side of my throat.
Granny sycamore down there.
Guys, I feel like I have a popcorn emergency every time I try.
That's hilarious.
We don't make microwave popcorn in our house.
But like with little kids, it's like the fastest way to be like, we're going to celebrate and have a movie night. Mm-hmm. And we're gonna do popcorn, and they're like, "Woohoo!"
And they don't care. Oh, they don't have teeth.
They don't have permanent teeth.
They're not even touching.
No.
Yeah,
amateurs.
My point on that was, even if you don't have a pantry, look to possibly putting it in a cabinet somewhere,
like a tall tower or something.
Yeah. And it was great. I mean, yes, people were like, "Oh, then you have to open doors." Like, I don't care. Like, I'll open a door
because I didn't have a spot for it, and so we put it in that big green pantry.
Oh yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Yep. It's out of the way. It's the worst looking appliance by far.
It's not doing anyone any favors.
Yep.
Yeah. Last bullet point, hood size versus range size.
Ooh. Okay. If you have a 30 inch, if you have a 48 inch range,
yeah,
we have a 48 inch range, right? I don't want to do a 48 inch hood. I like to go 3 to 5 inches on each side just so it feels proud.
Mm-hmm. Bigger.
Larger than the range. And so 48, that would be what? Do the math.
54.
Like 54. Yeah. So you would just go larger than your range. Go wider than that. Not equal to, and definitely not smaller. Don't go smaller than the range size.
So
even if the vent is smaller,
I would say
still fake it and you go wider.
Most of the time, the standard hoods that you can just throw up are probably going to be smaller than that. I haven't looked into that, but
psych everyone out.
Do you want to know what, Corey? We're big perverts over here and we do custom range hoods.
Well,
for a living.
I was just going to say, you can either do that or if that's not a thing, kits to either do yourself or have someone do is, I mean, those are easy.
Right.
Future.
And the kit, don't you frame out your own situation? Mm-hmm. So that's you choose your own size. And then you just put the hood situation up in there, centered over the stove.
Yep.
It doesn't mean that the actual sucking out fan thing is that wide. It just means the aesthetic.
The frame of
is
it.
Really generous.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's venting it.
Yep.
Yep.
That's great. Awesome.
Way the future.
Well, I hope that answers your question, Laura. Thank you for writing in. If you guys have any questions, feel free to write into Dear Alice at alicelanehome.com. We will answer those here. And if we ever talk about anything on Instagram that you're curious what that looks like, you can always go to our Instagram. It's at alicelanehome.com. Again, that's alicelanehome.com. And if you want to see the custom homes and projects we're working on, Alice Lane Interiors is our Instagram handle. And that's a really fun way to see how the sausage is made.
Yep.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Thanks so much for listening, guys. We're going to catch you next time. Hey, thanks for listening. If you like our show, please leave a 5-star rating.